Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here. So on this week's podcast, the interview is on me. I am getting interviewed by my friend, Karen Keg, and colleague about Reiki and political activism. So thank you for being here today, Karen.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm excited to talk about this topic. I think it's really important for especially what's going on in the world right now. So that's all I'll say right now. I can't wait to ask you some questions.
I love it. Well, and I do want you to know that in addition to being our podcast, this is also our monthly Reiki share. So we have some beautiful souls with us who we touch base with each month. I'm so glad that you're all here. And some of you may have questions. I want to encourage you to just unmute yourself and ask, or drop questions in the chat if you're shyer. Happy to answer anything I can, because this has been a really interesting journey. Before we do go too far, though, I do want to let you guys know that I've got a couple of really cool events coming up. And now I'll have to look up the dates, but January 18th, I'm doing a big fundraiser for the Fredericton SPCA. And what I'll be doing is actually talking about Reiki, animal Reiki. And we're really talking about the topic of the Rainbow Bridge and how animals feel about death and dying. And they're charging a $50 seat fee, and the money will all go with, we believe we can raise possibly $10,000 for the Fredericton SPCA and for the animals. And I'm so excited about this. But at the end of the talk, I'll be doing a meditation to help people heal grief, guilt, shame, and blame, and other things that animal lovers tend to experience when we lose our beloved companions. And I'll actually be doing some readings for 12, like some animal communication for 12 members of the audience's deceased pets, or companions, I should say. And so I'm really excited about this new direction. I also, for people that are living in the Fredericton area, and I'm really happy to do that for anybody that I can easily travel to, any animal organizations that need help. And I also want to let you know to keep an eye out, because also in the Fredericton region, in Harvey, I'll be doing a similar, smaller scale event to raise money for a kibble program for families who get Christmas baskets. Their pets are also going to get kibble and a basket, families that may have a hard time affording that. And on November 29th, I do have an event going on at the Atlantic Grooming Academy, which is just an introduction to both animal Reiki and animal communication. In December, I'm going to go out to Nevada with Diana next fall, probably. And we are going to actually do an event like that with the wild horses, and for the wild horse organization that supports the wild horses out there. And we'll probably teach an animal Reiki class while I'm out there too. So yes, Diana, thank you for mentioning that. Keep your eyes peeled for that as well. In addition, I've got some classes coming up in December. An animal Reiki, at first, it starts with a Reiki level 1 and 2, which is the prerequisite. That's a Thursday, Friday. Animal Reiki 1 and 2, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday and Tuesday is animal communication. And I'm not teaching animal communication that often, so do please join us if that appeals to you. And I just think I might have lost Karen for a moment, so I'm going to check and see if she's still.
I'm sorry, I dropped off and dropped back in.
No worries. I'm just going to stop you again. There you are. That happens with internet connections. Just in January, guys, I do have a full slate of classes, including Karuna Reiki. I would love to see you if you can. Karen, what have you got coming up? You teach in Ecuador, but you teach online. So it's in Central Zone. Yeah.
Yeah. No, after November, I'll be on Eastern Time Zone, but I'm still teaching on Central Time Zone as far as that goes. Yeah, I just have I have Animal Reiki coming up. Animal Reiki 1 and 2, October 28th and 29th, and then Animal Reiki Master the first weekend in November, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Karuna Reiki, December 1st through the 3rd. That's how I'm finishing out the year.
That's a great way to finish out the year. There's nothing like Karuna Reiki, is there?
Yeah.
It just elevates everything. And hey, Karen, are you looking at doing some in-person stuff down there next year?
Possibly, yeah. Especially with Jay here. I do have, as students have requested, Diana is wanting to come down here, for example. Yeah. And I think I'm going to be offering a Karuna. I'm going to the Amazon rainforest with Karen Harrison next month. And a big part of that trip is to see what this Eco Lodge looks like, because I think I may offer some classes if I can stand the heat in... because I live in the mountains, but a lot of people are interested in visiting the Amazon rainforest without doing ayahuasca. So, because we do have that here too, but I think that I will be leading some retreats and doing Reiki classes, maybe like doing Karuna, say over 5 or 7 days, where you have classes in the morning, but you have more exploring, hiking, maybe even some shamanistic spiritual experiences in the afternoon. But yeah, I'm trying to look at that for next year.
That sounds amazing. We're going to keep our eyes peeled, and once we'll have to make sure to let the listeners be aware of it. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. It does sound fantastic. I think Diana's ready for it.
And I think she's coming.
You're talking about that. And I'm like, oh, that might, you know, I want to come visit you. And I'm thinking,
I got your room.
It's time to come.
Let's see.
Well, guys, yeah. I'm going to invite everybody to bring their hands in Gassho just for a moment and activate your Reiki energy. We're just going to take a moment to allow the Reiki to flow through us and out to all of those that were impacted by conflict and war and political and civil strife recently, and even less recently. Our hearts go out to all of those who do not feel safe, who are in danger, for whatever reason. So just allowing Reiki to flow through you, we send it to all of those beautiful souls in the world who are struggling right now. And we'll just stay here in this space for a few moments, allowing our light to spread and to shine and to assist anyone in need. If you can keep sending Reiki to all of those in need for the entire podcast. But if it feels complete to you, we just invite the distance symbol, if you have it, to keep the energy flowing to all those souls who need it for as long as they need it. And we place our hands on our heart in gratitude. Just fully appreciating the safety with which we were able to come together today, the stability, each other, and Reiki. Thank you. Namaste. I didn't know that was where we were going today, Karen. That felt like where we needed to go.
Absolutely. Yes, I think it's in perfect alignment with what we're going to talk about, as a matter of fact. So I would like to go ahead and get started, Pam, and ask, first off, what was the moment? Can you describe for us the moment that you decided that politics was where you needed to go? That was your calling at this time in your life. Can you describe for us what that was? What happened?
I sure can, Karen, because it's vivid in my imagination. I think it's burned there forever. Years and years ago, when I was young, I said, I'll be prime minister someday. I'll be politician someday. When you're cocky and you think you have all the answers. And then I worked for the provincial government for 12 years. And I became discouraged a bit with how things were managed and how things happened. And there's one or two very large companies in our province that don't pay taxes here, but they pretty much dictate how everything happens. And I was very aware of that. They get much of the government money and subsidies and so on. And it was very discouraging. And I just said, I will never get into politics. So it's so funny to have had such a big reversal in the first 12 years of my career. And I wasn't very far into it. I was probably a year or two into it when I said, yeah, never mind. I'm not going to ever touch politics. And so it really was the furthest thing from my mind politically. I love what I do with Reiki. And don't worry, anybody, if you are worried, I fully intend to continue doing it. I've been very clear about that I may be a politician, but I will still be doing Reiki as well. It's going to be important for my own sanity to stay connected with the ICRT as an LRMT, as an assistant director in the Reiki community. But about 3 years ago, I was horseback riding with my students. And these are my advanced students, my regular students who've been with me for a while. There were some adults, about half adults, half kids. There were 8 or 9 of us. And there's a trail that we didn't have time to take very often. It was the most beautiful, magical trail, but we had time to take it that day. So we turned left instead of in the woods and went into the woods, into this trail that we all so enjoyed when we were able to get to it. And it had just been decimated by clear cutting. And I'm not even 100% like totally against clear cutting. I know that it sometimes needs to happen. But in our province, I was aware that we threw out the sustainability guidelines in 2014, but we also threw them out in 2008 before that. And so successive governments have, this company is a forestry company that as well as an oil and gas company. And we just looked at the devastation that was around us, and everybody was having a hard time keeping it together, because this particular clear cutting, there were trees just cut down and left there that weren't being used for anything. It was just a mess. There was no attempt at being respectful for the environment. And I was aware that it had been done by this large company. But before I got angry, I was angry. And then I looked at the children's faces. And that's something you'll never forget. They had lost all hope. Their faces that was the look of despair. And the look of, if this is what the adults are doing to our environment at a time when scientists are telling us one solution is to plant trees, and we're doing the opposite in this province. And in fact, it wasn't just the one clear cut. The whole region around me has been clear cut. And there's not even an attempt to leave boundaries or borders anymore. Like, it's just being cut all over the place in New Brunswick. It's really frightening and discouraging. But I'll never forget the looks on their faces. And then I got really angry. And I know that in Reiki, we say, just for today, I will not anger, but I angered on that day. And I said, I shook my fist a little internally. And I said, gosh darn it, somebody, I might have even used a four-letter word, somebody has got to do something about this. And you all know that I hear Reiki, that I hear my guidance. I heard a very clear voice say, if not you, then who? And so I knew what I had to do. And I got very clear guidance from that I was to run for the Green Party of our province of New Brunswick in the next provincial election. Now, it just so happens that our premier at the time had called a snap election, and it was like in process. And I said to the Reiki Energy, this was in 2020 during COVID, and I said, good Lord, right now? And I heard, no, but in 2024, you have to run for the Green Party. And I said, okay, that gives me a little bit of time to get ready, because it's really very happy with my life as a Reiki master teacher. It's going very well. I love my students. I love what I do. I've got books, I've got animal work that I want to pursue and do. Politics really wasn't on my agenda. And I'm still really not clear exactly why or what. I know that I need to stand up for the environment. And then recently, the current government also made things very difficult for the LGBTQ community, targeting them. And so I realized, oh my gosh, in addition to the environment, I need to stand up for my friends in the LGBTQ community. And so there's just been, Reiki is leading me in that direction. And I really don't know all the answers. And it's just been, it's been up in the air recently, but it was really clear direction. Don't know why, but it's starting to get clearer and clearer all the time.
But I think that all of those people who are listening to this on the podcast, the important point to take is that when you get the clear guidance, you follow it, but you may not know exactly what the steps are going to be. I know that politics is not your first passion, but that helping people and helping the environment, those are your passions. And that's going to translate into the political realm. And you may not know exactly yet. Do you have any idea? We've already said like the environment, the LGBTQ plus community.
Yeah, definitely. It's getting clearer. And I said yes, because I've just learned to say yes to Reiki. After I said yes, so Karen, a whole bunch of resistance came up.
Like, that doesn't surprise me with you.
I know, right? What am I thinking of? When am I going to have time to do this? And do I even want to do this? And do I want to become a politician? And so the first thing I did was I messaged William Rand, and I said, William, this is what my guidance is telling me. How do you feel about this? And because I don't intend to stop being a licensed teacher with Reiki. I'm going to keep teaching Reiki. So are you okay with this? And William said, yeah, Pam, I support you 100%. William is his home in Hawaii is off the grid. He is an environmentalist all the way. And he and I have had podcasts together about Reiki and the environment, because it's something that we're both passionate about. And I said, look at it as being, we have some of our LRMTs that have full-time jobs besides. And I said, I look at it like that. And he said, yes. I then got in touch with the Green Party and said, do you guys even want me to run for your party? Because here's the thing, I'm not going to stop teaching Reiki. They said, actually, yes, we want you to run very much.
That's an interesting point. Another question I wanted to ask you was, because I don't know all of the specifics about the Green Party in Canada, but I think I can see how the Reiki principles and Reiki practices could be really beneficial in politics. Like, how do you see that unfolding? And specifically with the Green Party, are there parallels there that with Reiki principles and politics?
I really think there are. And I think no matter what flavor of political activism you are, like, I don't want to tell anybody how to vote. We're very fortunate here in New Brunswick. We do have 3 active Green MLAs in our legislature. And in my seat, where I have been declared, I was declared last Tuesday evening as the candidate for Fredericton York. And so we were actually a very close second. in 16 ridings last election. And we were either second or first in over 16 ridings. There is a possibility of the Green Party doing well here, which is interesting. But I wanted to make sure about that. So I definitely looked into the Green Party's policies, and they're all about the people, healthcare, affordability. They're all about protecting the environment, but they also have very sound economic policies, which as a businesswoman, that's also very important to me. And so I looked into that and I felt pretty I knew that they were the main party that we're in an environmental crisis. And I feel that they are the main party that needs to be driving this bus right now in order to, because everybody else is just going too slow with the environment. And they're also very economical or very fiscally minded as well. And so once I realized that their principles really lined up with mine, helping people and the environment.
Animal Reiki is just about the environment. And
Karen, I think it's Animal Reiki that's driving this bus. It's Animal Reiki that's asking for this. I don't think it's a mistake that I was on horses in the woods.
Jessica, I could see one of our participants is going, huh?
Yes, Animal Reiki is all about the environment. And you all know that I was a part of listening for Animal Reiki and creating that. And I think this is direction that is coming from that, from the earth, from the environment, from the Animal Reiki. And so I'm following it. The next thing I did after I checked out that alignment with policies and principles, because I still didn't know. I know a little bit what I was getting into because of my work with the government, but it's different when you're the actual politician. So the next thing I did was I set up a meeting with the Green Party leader, and I let him know that I'm still going to be doing Reiki. How do you feel about that? And then we had him and his wife over to dinner so that we could really talk and find out if we were aligned. And we very much were. I've never met two more. The Green Party leader, his wife, actually, Janice Harvey, she teaches environmental studies at St. Thomas University. And they've been they've both worked with some of our key environmental agencies in the province. And actually, she hired him to come and work for the organization that she was in charge of. And they're just really honest, hardworking, earnest people. And once I felt that alignment, then I went out and met more of the Green Party members and people. And I discovered that just like Reiki people, they're my people. We were very much in alignment. And I think that's probably, it was very clear to me. I have a family history in politics. I have a lot of family members that have been part of the Progressive Conservative Party, which is the more right-wing party in our country. And it might have been natural to go in that direction, but that wasn't even a thought, not for a moment.
But I think that you're the perfect person to bring, because this is, I feel, is what is happening in the world, is that being environmentally sound and economically or fiscally sound, that those are not mutually exclusive. Time for those things that to come together. And I don't, and this may sound crazy, but I don't think that spirituality and politics necessarily have to be mutually exclusive. And you've got the business background, a more spiritual background, an environmental background. And I think that what Reiki is pushing you into this, because you're the perfect candidate to, no matter what's happening, it's that time to start for us to begin seeing unity. It's the unity consciousness.
It's the unity.
It's not just the unity of people, but the unity of these things that we see, because everything is so divisive. You can't have Reiki and politics together. Heaven's sakes.
I know.
But why not? Why can't you? How do you see, because politics is pretty tumultuous, divisive. My hat's off to you, because I sure wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I'm nervous.
But I think you will. Just like that book that's sitting behind you. Like, you're like, I don't know. I'll write this book. Everything that you've done. And this is the example that I'm glad that you're talking about this for people listening, is that there are things sometimes you think that's too much. That's too much. I can't do that. But when you're listening to Reiki and Reiki's giving you a nudge, you need to follow it, because if it's step by step, it's not too much. But here's my question wrapped in that. How do you see Reiki helping you through the tumultuousness of political life?
Oh my gosh, Karen, it's already helped me so much. The first thing it's done is it helped me tackle the resistance and realize, just like what you said, that for some reason, my journey with Reiki is always doing something that makes me frightened and nervous. I was terrified to start my business. I was terrified to put my website out there. I was terrified to do a podcast. I was terrified to sing at the Reiki retreat, but Reiki said, you're supposed to sing, and terrified to write that book. And it's, and even the first article. And so it always keeps taking me into these real areas that I do, of discomfort, that I just, they're out of my comfort zone. And so politics is definitely out of my comfort zone. And so the first thing that Reiki has been doing has been just showing me that I have so much support. I have a 13-person campaign team already in place of just really wonderful, skilled, talented individuals who believe in the environment. And they also believe in our future. And I think that in so many cases, so many young people especially have lost hope. And when you listen to young people today, most people, my kids are in their early 20s. And two of my three children, and my third is on the fence about it, are saying, I think it's irresponsible to have children and bring children into the world we're living in today. Like, they've lost hope. And you can't lose hope. That's everything. You need to have hope. So I think Reiki has been restoring my hope and helping me see, with all of this support and all of the people that I'm working with, that there are solutions. And so we just need to somehow, whatever that looks like, get into a position to be able to affect them, whether that we form part of the opposition, or whether we form the government with another party. There's different ways, because we have more than two parties here in New Brunswick and in Canada in general. And so I think Reiki has helped me work through the resistance. And once I got through the resistance, I've been having fun. It's funny too, because I'm introverted. So that's the other thing Reiki has to help me with.
I thought about that. I was like, politics?
I know. Okay. Yeah. Fortunately, my husband and I built a beautiful wooded trail across the road from us. So when I do need downtime, I can just go walk the dogs and go up to a little cabin we built up there. Because it's introverted doesn't mean you don't like people. It means that it can be draining for you to be around a lot of people all of the time, and you recharge. I actually love people. I love being around them. But in order to recharge, I need a little bit of downtime, a little bit of alone time. And so, but being introverted and being a bit shy, like even today, Karen taught part of my class for me, because at the last minute, I was invited by our leader to go in for the throne speech. Our government has been posturing and threatening and talking about calling another snap election that would give us just 30 days to campaign. There's not even really enough time to get your pamphlets printed or your business cards, or to get out and get to know people or see them very much. And that usually gives the government in power an advantage, because the other parties have been getting ready for an election next year. So they're just not ready yet. And so we've been just really on tenterhooks for the last 2 weeks, trying to get things ready, because knowing that at some point, and he could still call it tomorrow or the next day, or in fact, the elections, people have rented halls for November 20th. So there's still a very good chance that we may be going to a snap election. And if I didn't have Reiki, I would be a basket case about that. I'm a planner. I'm not a fly by the seat of my pants.
That's what I told her today. I said, because I've known Pam for a while and she's super organized and plans things out. That book, everything that I've done with her, she's super organized, super planning. And I said, I think this is what Reiki is teaching you now, like how to plan things and how to organize. But do you know how to go run a campaign in 30 days? And
this
is going to help you fly by the seat of your pants. And that's what Reiki always does. It knows where you are capable of growing, even if you don't know you are. And it tends to push you into those situations to help you grow.
That's what's happening. And so today I did attend the throne speech, Karen, thanks to you. And when I got there, the first thing I did was just fill the chamber with Reiki. And I was really surprised because I've heard that it can be really negative. And instead, I noticed that people from different parties, I met the leader of the Liberal Party, which is probably the party that we're going to be going head to head with at times. And she was delightful. I enjoyed meeting her. And there were conservatives, so people from another party, and I was meeting some of them and shaking their hands. And the throne speech itself didn't really have anything earth-shattering or groundbreaking in it, but it was really informative to get there and observe how it all works. I've written things to be included in the crown speech before, but I've never actually attended one. So that was really different. And so I think Reiki is just going to support every step of the way. Right now, this amazes me because you do know my 2024 schedule is already planned and I'm starting working on 2025. So that's just how I roll. And right now, I'm like, we could be going to election tomorrow and only have 30 days, but that's better than if we had gone last week and only had 30 days. And we could be going next year, but okay, that's great. That means maybe I can have a few days off because, as you can imagine, it's been very busy. So yeah, it's crazy.
The Reiki principles help with that. Just for today, it'll keep you in the moment. And there's a good
Even as I was struggling to, oh my gosh, this feels so uncomfortable. I was also chuckling about it because I was like, oh, Reiki is teaching me something right now.
Yeah.
And Karen, I just noticed Diana was wondering about the difference between the Liberal and the Green Party. Here in my province and in Canada as a rule, we have sort of two main parties, or they have been the two main parties, the Conservatives, the Progressive Conservatives and the Liberals. And so it's not so different from in the States, the way that there are Democrats and Republicans. But the Green Party is another party, a third party that has come in and is just starting to gain some momentum and make some waves. And the reason that the Green Party has formed and has come in is that belief or that understanding or opinion that the other two parties just are not putting enough focus on the environment or on the people. They're losing focus on those two things. And so that's where the Green Party is picking up the slack and really trying to promote an environmental agenda.
But environment.
Yeah, the environment. It's really all about the environment and the people, because without an environment, without a clean and healthy environment for our kids.
Yeah. There's a Green Party in the United States as well, but it's just the United States has become so polarized. People just think Democrats and Republicans and forget that there is a Green Party.
Yeah.
And there's a Libertarian Party, but it's become just really those two.
Well, and I think that's just about the organization. Like maybe it's not organized, quite as organized. Mm-hmm. But I have to say the Green Party here in New Brunswick is impressive in its organization. And it's been showing in the polls that people really are quite interested in the environment. And maybe I'll let everybody in on a little secret that as I was contemplating, I wonder why I'm being asked to do this. Absolutely. I've supported the Green Party for a long time because of my environmental tendencies and interests and passion. But I saw that we're a very small province here in New Brunswick, and we can flip very easily. There's only 875,000 people in our whole province, and we can very easily flip. And it would be possible for a Green Party to do very well here, whereas it might not be possible in a larger place or a larger center. And that once we are able to do very well here, this is just what Reiki showed me, that it may build some momentum for other mm-hmm. Green Parties elsewhere to do well. Yeah. And I just saw that momentum moving across Canada, and I also saw it moving across the United States, because of course.
So what I'm hearing is grassroots. Start small. Change starts small. It's interesting. Yeah. And I think more people are becoming more interested in the environment now that the world's on fire or flooding away.
Certainly. We've had very unusual weather patterns everywhere in the world.
Well, even in Ecuador, I thought maybe I was escaping it. And I'm like, when is rainy season? They're like, it should already be here.
Here in New Brunswick, we had such an unusually early spring, such an unusually wet summer. Fortunately, because we didn't have the fires everybody else is getting. And then we haven't had a frost yet. We always have frosts in early September, mid-September at the latest. There has not been one frost yet. I still have pumpkin flowers in my garden. Like the weather patterns this year, I have never seen anything like it. And it's not just here, it's everywhere.
No, it's everywhere. And I was thinking about the Indigenous people, 20 years ago were saying things are changing, but we aren't connected enough to the land to be able to see those changes, but they are more connected. So that kind of leads me into my next question for you is, do you think we may see more people? Marianne Williamson's running for president.
I do.
Do you think we're going to see more Reiki people or more spiritually inclined? I don't know what word to use. People that you don't normally see in politics. Do you think that's going to increase people who are more spiritually connected to some, I don't know.
That's a great question.
I'm not saying politicians are not spiritually connected to anything. I'm not saying. Am I? Maybe I am. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm just wondering, are we going to see more unusual, like you don't normally see Reiki master teachers entering politics? Do you think that may happen more?
Karen, I think it's going to. And that being said, in my interview,
more alternative style,
Diana.
Thank you, Diana.
In my interview, they said, look, we know you're a scientist and we know you're a successful businesswoman, but you may have some explaining to do about the Reiki to some of your constituents. How are you going to do that? And so I just swung it around I said, gee, that's a good point. And I hadn't thought of that, but of course they had. And I said, I just basically swung it around to some of the science that as a scientist, there's not a lot of the science behind Reiki and the fact that it is so effective that it's being used in over 800 hospitals in the United States. So they were happy with that. I noticed that Marianne Williamson's running when I was at the Northeast Reiki retreat in New York. There's another lady there that was guided to run for alderman for her area. So I think that there are going to be more of us get a calling to do this. If you think about it, we're here. So many of us are light workers, light bringers, way showers, and we're here on the planet to bring light and to bring change. And I'm so glad you asked that question because I never thought it through before, but I guess one of the more effective ways to do that is through our political system. It is a democratic system that we work within. We are so blessed to have the freedom that we do and the safety that we do in the democratic society and so on. And yeah, I don't know if we'll be successful, but I'd like to think that we will be. And I do think more and more people are going to get the call. And that's the reason I wanted to do this podcast. To just even maybe plant the idea with
the seed.
Plant the seed that it's not so bad. And maybe you're going to feel big waves of resistance like I did too. But if that is a calling for you, if you do get a calling, and it doesn't need to be the province or the state or it might be the school.
You might be the school board.
The school board. It might be municipal. It might be in your church. Like, you might be called to help govern in some way. And I think that if that's part of our guidance, I think it's important to do your best to say yes. Obviously, it's always up to you what you do. But Colleen Benelli asked me a question because then after I talked to William, I messaged Karen and Colleen and said, look, I know that I am one of the assistant directors of the ICRT and that you want me in leadership there, and I'll stay. I plan to stay. I don't plan to give that up. But this is what I want to do. And Colleen's question was, is there another way? If I ask you if there's another way you can serve, what does that feel like to you? And I just went, oh, it feels like somebody just kicked me in the stomach or in the chest, and that I'm not following my destiny, like my life purpose, what I was meant to do. And until she asked that question, I didn't know that.
And so that's a good piece of advice for someone. I want you to say that again. If they're wondering, is this my path? Do I need to run for office? Do I need to become politically active? Maybe it's not even running for office. Maybe it's creating a petition or something.
Or voting or supporting somebody who is running for office, like whatever it might be. Like,
so could you say that question again? So if somebody's wondering, should I do it? Who am I to do anything? So the question is like, what if you don't, is there another way
that you can serve?
Is that what she asked you?
That's what she asked me. She said, and I think they were both looking at the fact that I'm very busy and how am I going to fit one more thing in? Because quite frankly, I was having the same concern, and that's only logical. And so her question to me was, if I ask you if there's another way that you can serve, what do you hear? What does that feel like to you? And for me, it just felt like somebody had kicked me, and that I'm saying no to my life purpose. And until she asked me that, I really didn't know that. I knew I was being guided. I didn't understand it, but I realized at that point that, oh, this is part of the reason that I'm here.
Okay. Is there any other advice you would give to someone who thinks they may be called into some sort of political activism?
Yeah, I guess I would say do a lot of Reiki. One of the things Reiki showed me is that I'm really sensitive, incredibly sensitive, and I especially sensitive to criticism. And Reiki showed me that as such a sensitive empath, that it was going to be important for me to build a strong team around me and also to become a little tougher, not quite so needing to please everyone. And so I've noticed like just different little situations that have come up, and I've had opportunities to learn new ways of handling them, more difficult, a few little more tricky things have come up, and situations where I realize, wow, if you are a public figure, that can be a little bit complicated. And recently,
I would be crying every day. People say ugly things about public figures.
They do. They do.
And I guess the Reiki
kids' faces. I just have to remember those kids' faces, and then I have Reiki to support me. And if somebody says something about the fact that I'm overweight, they're not wrong. Meh, whatever. If they say they don't like my nose, there've been times when I didn't like it either, but I'm quite fond of it now. Or if they don't like the way that I dress, I've got to realize that there's even writing a book, like it's almost like Reiki has been getting me ready, because when you put a piece, it's like putting your art out there. It's so hard because you're putting a piece of your soul on display for people. And I have had not very many, but I had one person that really sent me a note about how it wasn't a very good book. And voice. I know, and everybody else, and I've probably had 200 people send me notes about, oh my God, this is the best book and this has helped me so much. And now I'm seeing 12 clients a week and whatever. And I taught my first class and I've had the majority of people have said that I really can't focus on the one that didn't,
that's true,
that didn't enjoy the book, because that book has sold over 1500 copies now. I think it's moving up into 2000 copies. So there are, out of those 2000 people, I've heard from probably close to 200 of them with just thank you, thank you, thank you. This is amazing. And this has helped me so much. And so I can't focus on the one that said that she felt I could have written it better. And it's maybe, yeah. But.
So if someone's feeling a call.
Yeah.
Just, I like what you said. I just remember those kids' faces. Or I can remember William saying once, sometimes people would say things and not like in a negative way, but he'd just say, it was almost like, confirming, that's your opinion.
Mm.
Good. You have an opinion. But it really doesn't, your opinion doesn't really affect me, because when he gets guidance, he's so focused on following it. And I guess that's kind of when you said, I just remember those kids' faces, that's your why. Like, why, you'll have to remind yourself, why am I doing this? Why, Reiki? Why?
I'll never forget their faces. I'll never forget it. And they keep flashing through my mind every time I'm uncomfortable and I need to go do something. And then when I do it, it's so much fun. I went to a community breakfast this week, and met some lovely people in Pontiac. And as for a shy person, like, I didn't know a soul, not one soul there, but my campaign manager, Genevieve, was with me, and we just went in with our green shirts on and supported the cause, the community, and it felt amazing. And yeah, I just have to think of their faces, Karen, because that is my why. I can't turn my back on those kids. I can't turn my back on any kids. It's not fair that when I was young, I caught tadpoles in streams and then let them go. And I got to do so many, I got to run through the woods and fish and hike and ride horses. And we need to make sure that there's an environment for them to do that with. And right now I just don't have the confidence in either the liberals or the conservatives, because quite frankly, for almost 40 years, I've been watching them govern, and it's just been one or the, and for 12 of those years, I was an employee of those two, and it was one or the other. They were all just doing the same things, and nobody really cared about the environment. I've been writing letters to the Minister of the Environment since I was in my 20s saying, please get us a proper recycling program here. And I've been just, you do what you can. But I think at some point you do have to stand up and do more and say, okay, I need to draw a line in the sand. This has gone far enough. And I'm going to have to do my best to process any anger, because I won't be at my best if I'm angry. I need to be logical about all of this going forward. And it's logical to me that we've got to do something and we can't wait.
And I think it's part of what this World Peace Reiki is about.
And that was a big thing that I got, Karen, as I was still trying to process this. William held an ignition for the licensed teachers after our meeting in Sedona and before the retreat. And I went into that ignition still processing some resistance. It's pretty much processed now. I'm having fun. Tomorrow night I get to go to a community market. And so these are social things that an introvert wouldn't do. And when you get out there, they're a lot of fun. But in that ignition, I was still pondering, I really don't understand why. What am I supposed to do? Well, I understand run for the Green Party, but I don't really understand anything else. And so I was just thinking about, like, why, but also not needing an answer. But I got one, and I realized, and the word world peace came through, and I went, Oh my goodness, of course. That's why, and I don't know why I never thought of it before, but I thought, of course, that's why I'm being called to politics, for world peace. And back at the, when the world peace Reiki first came in, the environment showed me that, and around COVID, that when we're, there are several things that we do that are violent against the earth and against the environment. And if the earth, Rebecca Campbell recently said, we have to realize the earth is one organism and we're a part of it, that unification consciousness. And so I realized, oh my goodness, yes, world peace, that is why I'm being called to serve. So I guess I will.
And who knows what part. So anybody else who's feeling any some sort of a nudge or a call,
Lots of Reiki. And go ahead and listen, because I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it.
It will be. Like, you never know. Are there any questions or comments that from those who are participating in our Reiki share?
I see Jane said something really neat. I find when somebody's being critical to say, isn't that interesting? And it diffuses the energy for you. Jane, thank you. I am going
Isn't that interesting?
I'm going to use that. And my campaign team, they are fantastic. I really could not ask for a better team. And we only had our first meeting last week, and because this is all very new and very fast, and we don't even know where it's going. By the time the podcast comes out, I might be in 30 days to the election, or it might be next year when it was supposed to be. The election is supposed to be October of 2024. And it's just our premier found a loophole and was posturing about calling it early because some of his members could not vote with him when he did go after the LGBTQ community. So he felt that they were, he calls them dissenters. He felt that he was going to need to go to election and replace them.
I'm living in Ecuador. We just had an election Sunday because our president dissolved. He called, the same sort of thing happened. The legislature was trying to impeach him right after I moved here. And so he dissolved the legislature that through a law, but the way he could do that, he also had to step down. And so we just had an election of like new stuff. Wow. So I think that this is happening worldwide. I mean, it's just, I think we have to be prepared. It's political turmoil is just part of this process of bringing in new, I think. So,
Karen, I think we're all feeling that new energy come in, that letting go of that age of the outer authority, bringing in the age of the inner authority. We're feeling the effects of our wonderful young people who are saying, I'm not going to live like that. People say, oh, these young kids. And I'm like, I know these young kids, they're fantastic.
I'm not living like that.
I've always a person, and my husband were people that would work 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week. And my kids are like, why'd you do that? That's crazy. And they're calling us on so many things, like the consumerism and stuff like that. Oh, thank you, Mary. Since the world needs you, Pam, I'm so proud of you. Thank you, Mary.
That's right. That's exactly how I feel. And I'm so happy. Does anyone else have a question or a comment? Because before, Pam, I know you want to do the Empowered in the River of Peace with our group tonight, but and for the podcast. But before we get into that, I want to know, what can we do? We are like, Mary, I'm proud of you too. The world needs you. So what can I do? What can we do to help you in this journey? Is there anything that I can do? What can we do?
Thank you, Karen. Oh my God. Thank you for asking. You know what? I will, because so many, I put a link to the donations button or the donations for our specific campaign, like for my campaign in my newsletter. Because after I mentioned what was happening, I heard from so many of you beautiful people that wanted to donate to our campaign. And so thank you and bless you for that. But there is an official way to do that. So I'll put that link in the podcast notes if that's of interest to you. Don't feel like you have to. But it turns out We are one of the few places that you can donate to my campaign from anywhere in the world. And as you and you get tax credits for it. So I don't know what it is elsewhere, but here we just, if you put in like a $400 donation, you get $300 in tax credits. So it only costs you like $100. So my husband and I just put in a $500 donation. It will cost us like $125 once we get our tax credits. And so it's amazing. So I will put a link in case that's a way that some people wish to help. But it turns out you can also, you don't have to be from here to call people for me. So if you felt like being a volunteer, if you are from here, from around here or anywhere around, I am looking for people to go door to door with me, because if we do have a short time frame, we have a lot of doors to get to in a very short time frame. And so there's some training to go door to door, and you don't go alone. You go with a partner, and I'll need somebody to come partner with me and go door to door and make sure I don't talk too much. And it's mostly, and you know what, it's not even about talking. It's mostly about listening. You go door to try to find out, like, what are people concerned about? Are we supporting you as much as we can be? Do you have a family doctor? Most people in my province don't have a family doctor or a nurse practitioner. And there's just several things that, and so is that what you're concerned about? What are you concerned about? So it's a lot about listening when you, so I am looking for people to go door to door, but you don't even have to be from here if you want to be on the phone call committee and make phone calls for us. So there's just all kinds of ways. And another way is we're going to be putting out some social media, and we'll try to have it. I want it to be positive. I want it to instill hope. We are definitely going to have to point out some of the things that aren't working, because they just are going to need to be pointed out. But we don't want to be a negative, critical campaign. I think you guys would be shocked if I said that. I won't say I will never say anything negative or critical, because I'm sure at times there you're probably under a lot of pressure, but I'm going to try not to. Because, and oh, and Jessica says she's got her social media followers from Canada. So if you feel like sharing our social media, we want to put out positive green messages for the environment. So I'll also put a link to some of our social media. We've got a Facebook page, we have Instagram. I don't know if we have YouTube, but I'll link all of our social media as well. And so if you feel like sharing that, I just feel like this is a way to get a ball rolling, you guys. It's not about me. It's not, it has nothing to do with me. It's about the kids. It's about the environment. It's about leaving the world better than how we found it, not worse.
Yeah. And I see your campaign as being a small part. Like, I'm connected in a small way to you. And that's a way of, that's why I said, sure, I'll teach your class. But I said, that will be my donation to Canadian politics. Thank because you. It's going to be it's ripple. And I've got you in my Reiki grid. I've had you since I knew you were going to do that. I've had it in my Reiki grid, and I send energy to it. That's, if nothing else, Reiki practitioners can do that.
Oh my God, it takes all of us. Send us Reiki, please. Yeah, that would be amazing if you feel inclined. And yeah, never even thought of that. Thank you, Karen.
But it's putting the intention and the energy behind things that can manifest physically on the earth. That's what I'm trying to say. Not just, like, oh, I wish the world would be better. I wish the environment would be saved. It's like, here's a person who's trying to do something. Like, okay, let's put your energy there. That's go Pam. People talk about that's your weight, not mine. No, it's a lot. It's a huge commitment. And thank you for taking it on. But it's going to take all of your friends and that energy supporting.
It really is, guys. It's not, it's never ever about one person in politics. There's usually one person who says, okay, I'll be the spokesperson for this.
That's what it is.
I'll stand up and say, this has got to change, but it's never that one person. Like, there's a team, there's a lot of energy and momentum and goodwill. And yeah, and I don't
know. You're a good candidate. I'm a loose candidate. My mouth is too loose. I'm liable to say something wrong. So
I think you'll be.
But I got good energy and a big heart that I can support you. And that's what we can all do. What's your part? What are you good at? And just put your energy into.
Do you know what? My daughter put out a call for volunteers, and this is the cutest thing. We had somebody say, she said, what are you good at? If here's some things you could do, or you could suggest something. We had somebody who said, I can bake. What about if I bake for you and keep you fed when you're so busy?
Really?
That is brilliant. I can't believe we have a baker.
It's good. Yeah. Make sure you hug a tree for a photo to be an actual tree hugger.
You know, it won't be hard. I do hug trees quite regularly. So somebody will have to catch me.
Yeah.
It's just when you merge your heart with theirs, it feels amazing. And yeah. And so when you do see the devastation of thousands and thousands of acres clear cut, it's very disheartening. And I don't blame those kids for being discouraged.
So. Animal Reiki. I'm just saying, she says, absolutely. I think Pam's right. I think it's the animal Reiki was the catalyst for this. It's that.
I do too, Karen. Like it was the animal Reiki that allowed us to put solar panels on our property. It was the animal Reiki that allowed me to purchase a plug-in hybrid vehicle that can run on 60 kilometers on electricity. And I know that the animal Reiki is guiding a lot of this. Yeah.
Awesome. If there aren't any more questions or comments, I think it would be a good time to
meditation. Awesome. I'm just looking because I'm thinking, wait, do I have that meditation in front of me? But I do. I mostly know it, but there's two or three lines I have to look at. So guys, thank you so much for being here and for listening and for supporting. This is a little scary, but it's getting less and less scary as Reiki just is dropping the pieces of the puzzle. My daughter had volunteered to be my campaign manager, much to my surprise. And we work really well together, but she's also doing a full-time MBA. She has her own business and she helps me with my business. And so I didn't know what that was going to look like. And at the last minute, I had a phone call from a very experienced campaign manager, somebody who's run herself before for another party, who's run the campaign for another individual, and they're now doing the job together. So Reiki is just letting everything fall into place. Yeah. And it's feeling really good. But we are going to end our session today with the Empowered in the River of Peace. And this is a meditation that came through when the World Peace Reiki came through in 2022. In response to the war between the Ukraine and Russia. And this meditation follows the guideline that our outer world will always resemble our inner world. And so while we have inner turmoil, there will always be outer turmoil or inner conflict. There will always be outer conflict. And so this meditation moves us into such a beautiful place of peace that it actually impacts the vibration and the frequency of the planet. And if more and more of us can do this. And just before I go into this, can I just share a fun fact that I forgot? When we were with Mary in Australia, do you know it's illegal not to vote in Australia? If you don't, right? I was just shocked.
It's illegal not to vote in Ecuador. And you know what else? They don't sell alcohol for 3 days before and after, but before voting, you can't buy alcohol and you're required. It's a law. You got to vote.
It's funny because I don't drink, but I do have a really nice bottle of wine that my friend Sheila gave me, and I'm planning on having a glass of it if I win. In this riding, at least one glass. So it's good that we've already got it bought. Yeah, you get a fine if you don't vote. And I said, that's brilliant, because we all should vote, and vote your conscience. Don't vote because I want to vote for this person, but if I do that, then the other guy that I don't want will get in. Yeah, I thought it was just amazing that you need to vote. So guys, we're going to go into the beautiful Empowered in the River of Peace. It's incredibly healing. But if there's any turmoil or discomfort within you, especially with some of these polarizing world events, the battles, the wars, the difficulties that we're seeing in the news, I invite you to really allow the river to let them go. And I'll do the same. And I feel that as we do this, that again, we are contributing to the vibration on the planet. So thank you for contributing. And so this is the Empowered in the River of Peace meditation. I invite you to imagine that it's a beautiful, warm, sunny day and that you're barefoot walking through a beautiful forest. And as you breathe into yourself, imagine that you're breathing in the life essence of the forest. And with each step that you take, imagine that the earth's energies are flowing up through the bottoms of your feet. Notice how the roots of the trees are connected, just in the same way that we are connected. Notice how the fungi work with the trees to create this beautiful interconnected web. Feel yourself connect with that very connected energy of the earth, the planet, recognizing that we are one organism. As you walk along, just allow yourself to experience the living things in the forest, maybe in a whole new way. Noticing the trees, the plants, the flowers, and the grass. Do they look different today? Connected, together, unified? Just allow yourself to merge with the harmony and peace of the forest. And as you continue to walk along, you notice that it's getting lighter up ahead, and you actually realize you're coming to the edge of the forest. But as you leave the forest, in front of you is a beautiful river. This is the River of Peace, and it lets you know that peace is possible in our lifetime. Beautiful flowers grow along the riverbank, and there's a path that follows alongside the river that you decide to follow. As you walk along that path, you feel the beautiful energy of the sacred water, and you feel yourself even more becoming one with all living things, remembering that water makes up all of us. It is our common denominator. Eventually, you come to a place where you can easily enter the water, and as you walk into the water, it begins swirling around your feet. You pause here, and you realize that this river contains an unusual feeling of calmness. And so you drink from the River of Peace, and as you do, you feel soothing, peaceful feelings flow through you. You realize that it's very safe here, and you feel completely at ease. You decide to enter the water completely, And as you do, you feel it flowing around you. And the light from the highest heavens shines on you as you swim and float and dive into the river's depths. And as you swim underwater, you realize that you can breathe in the water. And as you do, the powerful feelings of the river of peace then flow through your entire being. The river of peace is guiding you now. Allow yourself to be guided by the river of peace. I encourage you to remain here until all inner conflict and turmoil is released. Whenever you feel that the process is complete, it will continue working for you. You can come back. Karen, I'd like to thank you so much for looking after my class today so that I could get to the throne speech and make my first appearance in the legislature, and also for being here with us tonight. And I want to thank all the beautiful souls, the 15 other beautiful souls who have joined us, and those who will be listening to the podcast. Thank you so much. Diana says her ears are hot. My heart is so hot right now. And it's also grateful. Thank you so much, everyone. Namaste.